Please fold your hands, repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devi Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtike. Thank you very much. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 1, The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, Text Number 14.
Yadavachitantya gunakarmadhamabhi Sudustarair vatsavayam suyojitaha Sarve vahamo balim isharaya Protanasiva dipade chatuspada. Yadavachitantyang gunakarma dhamabhi. Sudustarair vatsavayang suyojitaha. Sarve vahamo balim isharaya Protana siva dipade chatuspadaha Yadavachitantyam gunakarma dhamabhi Sudustarair vatsavayam suyojitaha Sarve vahamo balim isharaya Protana siva dipade chatuspada
Please chant.
Vachitantyam gunakarma dhamabhi Sudustarair vatsavayam suyojita Sarve vahamo balim isharaya Prota nasiva dipade chatuspada. Yadvachitantyam gunakarma dhamavi. Sudhastare vatsavayam suyojita. sarve vamo manishvara tana shiva tipade chatusvata
mataji.
Yadvachitantyam gunakarmadhamavi starirvatsavayam suyojita sarvevahamo balimisharaya putana shivadi.
Yat, of whom Vachi, in the form of Vedic instruction, Tantyam, to a long rope, Guna, of quality, Karma, and work, Dhamma be by the ropes, Sudusture, very difficult to avoid. Vatsa, my dear boy, Vayam, we, Suyojitaha, are engaged. Sarve, all. Vahama, carry out. Balim, orders to please him. Isharaya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Protaha, being bound. Nasi, in the nose. Eva, like. Dvipade, to the two-legged driver. Chatupada, the four-legged bulls. My dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of Varna Ashram according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must therefore carry out our duties of Varnashram Dharma like bulls obliged to move according to the direction of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. Please repeat, my dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of Ashram according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must therefore carry out our duties of Varnashram Dharma like bulls obliged to move according to the direction of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, the words Tantyam Guna Karma Dhamma Bhi are very important. We each get a body according to our association with the gunas, qualities or modes of material nature, and we act accordingly. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the four orders of the social system, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, are arranged according to guna and karma, their qualities and work. There is some controversy about this, however, because some say that since one receives a body according to the gunas and karmas of his past life, it is one's birth that determines his social status. Say, however, that one's birth according to the guna and karma of his past life is not the essential consideration, since one can change his guna and karma even in this life. Thus they say that the four divisions of the social order of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra should be arranged according to the guna and karma of this life. This version is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Narada Muni, just want to explain this portion of the purport. So the significant phrase is Tantyam Guna Karma Dham Abhi. Tantyam, bound by guna karma, qualities and activities. So every living entity is bound by this. Srila Prabhupada is saying, the controversy, however, what is the controversy? Some people say that you acquire your body in this life according to your guna and karma of your past life. Therefore, the body you acquire determines your varnashram dharma. That's one view. The other view is that you can cultivate a certain guna and karma in this life. And that view holds what you cultivate in this life determines your varnashram dharma. Srila Prabhupada says that view is the one that is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Narada Muni. I carry on with the purport. While instructing Maharaj Yudhishthir about the symptoms of guna and karma, Narada Muni said that these symptoms must govern the division of society. In other words, if a person born in the family of a Brahmana has the symptoms of a Shudra, he should be designated as a Shudra. Similarly, if a Shudra has Brahminical qualities, he should be designated a Brahmana. The Varnashram system is scientific. Therefore, if we accept the divisions of Varna and Ashram according to the Vedic instructions, our lives will be successful. Unless human society is thus divided and arranged, it cannot be perfect. As stated in Purana, 3.8.9 Varnashrama Charvata Purushena Para Puman Vishnur Aradhyate Pantha Nanya Tattosha Karanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four Varnas and Ashrams. Quote close. All of human society is meant to worship Lord Vishnu. At the present moment, however, human society does not know that this is the ultimate goal or perfection of life. Therefore, instead of worshipping Lord Vishnu, people have become educated to worship matter. According to the direction of modern society, men think they can advance in civilization by manipulating matter to build skyscrapers, big roads, automobiles, and so on. Such a civilization must certainly be called materialistic because its people do not know the goal of life. The goal of life is to reach Vishnu. But instead of reaching Vishnu, people are bewildered by the external manifestation of the material energy. Therefore, progress in material advancement is blind, and the leaders of such material advancement are also blind. They are leading their followers in the wrong way. It is best, therefore, to accept the injunctions of the Vedas, which are mentioned in this verse as Yad Vachi. Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar, Shri Gornitai ki Jai. It is best, therefore, to accept the injunctions of the Vedas, which are mentioned in this verse as Yad Vachi. In accordance with those injunctions, everyone should find out whether he is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, and should thus be educated accordingly. Then his life will be successful. Otherwise, all of human society will be confused. If human society is divided scientifically according to Varna and Ashram, and if the Vedic directions are followed, one's life, regardless of his position, will be successful. It is not that Brahmanas will be elevated to the transcendental platform, but not the Shudras. If the Vedic injunctions are followed, all of them, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, will be elevated to the transcendental platform, and their lives will be successful. The injunctions in the Vedas are explicit directions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The example cited in this verse is that bulls tied by ropes in their nostrils move according to the direction of the driver. Similarly, if we move according to the instructions of the Vedas, the perfect paths for our lives will be set. Otherwise, if we do not move in that way, but act according to our whimsical ideas, our lives will be spoiled by confusion and will end in despair. Actually, people at the present moment are not following the instructions of the Vedas. They are all confused. We must therefore accept this instruction by Lord Brahma to Priyavrata as the factual scientific direction leading to the success of life. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 16.23. Ya shastra utsrijya vartate kama karata na sasiddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gatim. If we do not live according to the injunctions of the Shastras, the Vedas, we shall never achieve success in life, to say nothing of happiness or elevation to higher statuses of living. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshara una militangena tasame shri gurave namaha. Namam Vishnu padaya Krishna prasthaya bhutale Shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namane. Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yadavachitantyam guna karma dhamavi sudustare ravayam suyojitaha sarve vahamo balimishraya protana siva dipade chatuspada. It's very easy sometimes to think we can transcend the modes of nature. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. But here, a very elevated personality is saying, it is not so easy to transcend one's modes of nature. Sudustare, very difficult to overcome. Vayam, we, Lord Brahma, very elevated personality, considered to be situated in the mode of goodness. Although he's in charge of the mode of passion, he himself is situated in the mode of goodness. And he is saying, sudustare, that this guna karma dhamma be, this bondage born of our modes of nature, our quality and our work, are very binding, so much so that one cannot move outside their influence. One cannot. Krishna, of course, says, Mam chayo vyabhicharena yogena sevate. So the point is that is an exception. The default setting is that we are bound by the modes of nature that we have acquired according to our quality and according to our work. Lord Brahma is saying, even I am, vayam, suyojitaha, I must engage according to my guna and karma, even I. However, there's another point besides the guna and karma that is being made in this verse. And that is this, balim isharaya, that Krishna has specific instructions for everyone. Ishwaraya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is in control not only of the inert matter, but also control of all the living entities in this material world. He has his instruction. It cannot be challenged. It cannot be defeated. Lord Brahma is saying it's important that we recognize what that instruction is and mold our life in pursuance of following that instruction, abiding by, in obedience. Sarve vahama. Vahama means to carry out this instruction. The Lord is driving everyone, just like the driver drives a bull that has had its nose pierced and a rope running through it. The bull cannot do anything other than what the driver forces it through that rope. So this guna karma, they're like ropes that bind us, which we have to follow the dictation of those ropes. And these ropes are in the hands of Isharaya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada makes an interesting point that the purpose of following these instructions, we should understand, it is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is to obey Him. Now, interestingly enough, in that part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes how we can misdirect our guna karma away from pleasing Lord Vishnu. We can direct it towards matter, towards building skyscrapers, big roads, automobiles, and so on. It's the same guna karma, the same quality we have, but it can be properly directed or misdirected. Priyavrata Maharaj, he already possessed a certain disposition. He could choose to follow the order of Krishna, or he could choose to follow that order. The disposition remains. So materialistic civilization has, each and every member of that civilization has a certain predisposition. The person can, if he wants, use his disposition to please Lord Vishnu or to direct it towards matter. Same disposition. When he directs it to matter, he thinks of ways and means how to make material situation more comfortable. When he directs it towards Lord Vishnu, he thinks the ways and means to how to progress in his spiritual life through his guna and karma, through his brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. Srila Prabhupada makes the other interesting point in the purport, that it is not only the brahmana who is elevated. Anyone who uses his disposition in order to please Lord Vishnu, he becomes successful. So this is the message that Srila Prabhupada is trying to convey. Now, the question goes back to, what is my disposition? Am I a brahmana? Am I a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra? So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that in accordance with those injunctions, everyone should find out whether he is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, and should thus be educated accordingly. Otherwise, all of human society will be confused. We have to find out. I don't know. I don't know my disposition. Because one of the difficulties of not knowing is our mind has been misdirected to think the goal of life is simply to have desires. What do you want? What do you want out of life? That is not the way to find out your disposition. To find out your disposition, you need to put aside your desires and to be able to evaluate. It's a bit like diagnosing what is wrong with me medically. I have a pain here. This happens to dizzy when I do this. What is it that I'm suffering from? Diagnosis. I don't know. But if somebody says, well, I have the pain, I get dizzy, but really what I want is more money. I want a big house, skyscraper, big car. It's not going to help the diagnosis. I need to understand my medical condition. I need to know what is my disposition. Am I a Brahmana? Am I a Kshatriya? Am I a Vaishya? Shudra? Which of the guna have the influence upon me? Because once I know which of these I am, I can become educated in that particular discipline. Then I can follow those injunctions in the Vedas that apply to that particular occupation. This is the solution of becoming free from confusion. Mostly, many people, they are not spiritual. They don't even know what occupation they should be engaged in. They simply don't know. They become 40 years old and they still don't know what they should do. And it is only a matter of some more summers before he dies. The whole life is wasted, spoiled, because he does not know his disposition. Sometimes he's wrong. There was a person I knew in America, but this is actually quite common, but I'm recalling one person in particular. So, and it's true, it must be true here also. It's like 22 years old just to have basic education, a degree education, BA, BSc, anything. And then you specialize. So after his degree, he specialized in computing, to become a computer specialist. Spent 3 years. Then he realized, I don't like computing. Now in America, computing per year, he was spending $50,000 on his education. So he was already $150,000 out. He decided computing is not for me. He went into medicine. He did it for 1 year, he stopped. Then he went into law. It's completely different direction. The law takes many years too. So after 4 years, he decided, no, I have to be a doctor. So he's already approaching 30 years of age. And he still doesn't know what he has to do. He doesn't know. He's very confused. He's already $250,000 in debt before he has begun to work for 1 day. He's already. So this is called confusion. He doesn't know. We have to know what is my guna karma. Then I have to become educated accordingly. And then I should follow that according to the Vedic direction in order to please Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama acharavata purushena Vishnu aradhyate. To worship Lord Vishnu through my occupation. This is the lesson. Now, Maharaj Priyavrata, the great personalities, they already knew his disposition. He's a king. He's a kshatriya. Now, he's a king who had become very attracted to the practice of pure spiritual life. Shravanam Kirtanam. Vishnu Smarana, under the guidance of his spiritual master. But his authorities, they determined that he has to be engaged in his activity because Krishna wanted him to. If you are saying, I want to think of Krishna, man mana bhava mat bhakta, I want to worship Krishna. But if Krishna says, I want you to be a king, what should you do? That's Lord Brahma's argument. Adishtena, the Lord has given a, the Lord who you are trying to please and to worship, to remember, he is saying, I want you to be the king. So in Priyavrata Maharaj's case, it is very clear what he should do. Likewise, Lord Brahma is saying, we each and every one have a particular guna karma. We have a particular disposition. As a brahmana, as a kshatriya, as a vaishya, or as a shudra. We should engage ourselves accordingly with the view to pleasing the Supreme. This is the sum and substance of this particular purport. I just want to emphasize that even when we don't become educated about our varna, our occupation, because the disposition is there, we nonetheless, our mind, our senses, nonetheless work accordingly. Our thoughts, our desires, nonetheless go in that same direction. But because they're not properly guided, not properly directed by Vedic instruction, they are reposed in matter. in building skyscrapers, automobiles, more and more, bigger and bigger, better and better. And life is spoiled. Life is spoiled. We wrongly think that progress is measured by this material development. A person who dedicated his life to making a very sophisticated living accommodation 50 floors above the ground, it takes a lot of energy. He did it. And because it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of time. But he's dead. He has died. The building may still be there. But where is he? Sometimes people think that if everyone thought like this, there would be no skyscraper. That is true. There may not be a skyscraper. But perhaps there is no need for one. Perhaps it did not make a huge difference whether you have a skyscraper or you don't. Perhaps it's more important to know, when I die, what is my destination? That's more important. Priyavrata Maharaj is not being asked to engage in material life to build a skyscraper. He is being asked to engage as a king in order to obey Krishna. Krishna, he wants us to do something according to Brahmana Kshatra. And it may take the form of a skyscraper in one of those occupations. But it is done because Krishna wants. Then that person, when he dies, his destination is a good one. When we follow Krishna's instruction, there is no inauspiciousness in the result. It is all auspicious. So, I did not get time to find out which category I am in, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and become educated and engaged accordingly. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Do you have a mic?
Hare Krishna. So my feelings about this purport, whole purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport, is that Prabhupada is saying to the whole human society about division of Varnashram for Varnas and for Ashrams. And when someone is more spiritually inclined because of our preaching, of our book distribution, Harinam Sankirtan, and other activities which are by which we can give Krishna to others. This is completely different system for us, because our goal is Gopi Partuk Padakamalyor Dasa Dasa Nudasa, and this should be first of all our goal, to attain the lotus feet of Krishna as a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. 100 times removed. So this should be our first consideration. Where I am in the spiritual world? What's my relationship with Krishna? What I supposed to do for the pleasure of Krishna? Who am I in the spiritual world? This neti neti program, I'm not this body.
Huh?
Neti neti, I'm not this body, I'm not this body, I'm not this body. But finally, after 20 years, I'm asking which body I am. Someone can tell me which body. I have spiritual body, I have spiritual senses, I have spiritual consciousness.
So in all this,
so that should be main point in ISKCON society. What we stress in this point, and other issues like guna, karma will come after someone is chanting Hare Krishna for some time. It will be revealed by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of spiritual master. What's the guna? What's the karma? What activities that person should be performed? In which way someone is more kshatriya type of person, he's very good manager, he's very person who can organize many things. Someone is more inclined to study the shastras, he's more brahmanikan inclined. Someone have mixture. I myself am Kali Yuga creature. I don't know who am I, but for sure I am Gopi Bartok Padakamayor Dasa Dasa Nadasa. This for 100% I know, because it's my spiritual eternal position. So here Śrīla Prabhupāda is saying, for whole human society, please divide yourself. Otherwise, your life will be chaotic. You will be confused. So this is for all human society all over the world. But when someone is taking shelter of this movement and is trying to do spiritual activities, that's a completely different issue. Feeling about this purport. Hare Krishna.
It was a comment, a question?
It was comment, no question. Comment.
Any questions? Can you pass the mic in the front?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, we see in Kali Yuga there is no discrimination of this Varnashram. Some people have some quality of Kshatriya, some have Brahmana. So we cannot identify him, ourselves also, and other person. So how can we judge that he is Brahmana or I am Brahmana? So there is confusion.
Prabhupada used the word scientific in the translation and the purport as well. That Varnashram is scientific. Just like, you know, in chemistry, everything is very scientific. What is the taste, the color of this element, then that's this particular element, identity. So this process is actually very scientific. And one has to analyze one's self according to that science. Which are the qualities one is naturally manifesting? Accordingly, that is his varna. Now he should develop that varna now that he knows what is his qualities, so that that becomes his occupation. Right? So that's how it can be known. We have to take advantage of the scientific principle. Regarding this point about Gopi Bhartu Pamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudas and how it relates with this, one way to reconcile everything is not on the mental level, intellectual level, our level, I figured it out. It's simply to look at the lives of great souls. Look at the lives of great souls. You will find that most of them, they were able to reconcile both those understandings very nicely. You can find them in the personalities of the Vedic age, as also at the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even in the present age, today. Because then you find a good example of what it means, somebody who understands that I am not the body, but who also is able to apply the principles of Varnashram Dharma, rather than keeping it on a intellectual debating point. Just have to be practical. Is that okay? Yes? Can you pass the mic back?
I'm also wants to say about Varnashram. Prabhupada in one morning walk here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, I don't remember, 1975 or maybe 1972, or maybe 75. Sri Prabhupada was speaking about Varnashram College. And he was encouraging devotees who were with him on that morning walk that we should start Varnashram colleges for general to train them in the Varnashram principles. And where is that Varnashram college now in ISKCON society? Dhanavir Maharaj was trying something in US for some years. I don't know how much successful he was be, but still, who is anywhere trying to do this Varnashram, to introduce in the people in general, in the society, Varnashram principles, to teach scientifically people how they, in which Varna and Ashram they belong to.
Granth Raj,
Hare Krishna,
Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.